Good Monday morning. I love Mondays. This is Becky Spieth, and I just want to welcome you to our prayer call and our Bible study. I can't tell you, I have such a hard time sleeping Sunday nights and Monday mornings because I get so excited about the week. And part of the reason is because we start the week off with this call. I take extra time in the morning to just dive deep into the Word and spend some time with our Heavenly Father before I get on this call. So I love the way that Mondays start, and the week is just so filled with hope and possibilities and just amazing things just waiting to be unfolded in front of you. Our God is such an amazing God, and He loves us so much that He's just got incredible things for each one of you this week. I just know it. And for me too, which gets me excited because guess what? We're all God's favorite. And so when you think, you know, this day might be a little tough, or I don't know if I can handle this week, I've got so many things going on or some things I've never done before, I just want to encourage you and just look in the mirror and say, it's going to be okay because you're God's favorite. And so just hang on to that promise and that word. I'm going to go to the Lord real quick in prayer before we start our Bible study. Then after that, we will open up the line, see if there's any other prayer requests or praise reports, and then we'll go to the Heavenly Father to finish our day off or our call off in prayer. Father God, I just pray that you will just speak through my mouth of clay, Lord, that I humble myself before you, that it would not be anything that I would speak, but it would be you speaking to your children who you love so much today, Lord. I just take this honor just with the greatest level of respect, and Lord, I just thank you that you've given me this opportunity to spend this morning with amazing, awesome people, Lord. You know many of them are in their own business, Lord, so I pray that you will just speak directly to their heart, encourage them, give them faith, Lord, revive their spirits and their hearts as they listen to your word. And I thank you, Lord, that you do draw us to you. I ask for supernatural recall of your word, Lord, and I pray that you will just bless our time that we have together. We love you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our topic today is drawn to the light, and I had a great weekend this last weekend. We went to the coast, the Gulf Coast here in Texas, and I have to tell you, I'm from Michigan, and I've traveled all over the world and seen some of the most amazing beaches. They are not on the Texas Gulf Coast. I'm just saying it right now. I'm so sad, but I was so thankful to go because I love the water. I love being at the beach, and I'll take whatever I can get. And we stayed in this rickety old hotel, and there's not real beautiful hotels where we go over to the coast. So we just always know that it's one of those kind of, I call it my camping weekends. I don't camp any less than what these hotels are. And I was thankful because it was clean. But part of the reason why we chose this is because my husband and my sons wanted to go fishing, and I love fishing as well. So we chose this hotel because it had a great lighted pier, and it went way, way out into the ocean, and we just kept walking and walking and walking. And the one thing I noticed as we arrived is some of the piers had light, but no fishermen were, or didn't have light, but no fishermen were on the piers that didn't have light. And as we drove up, I said, oh, I hope that's our pier, because it was lit. And as we pulled up, we saw lots of people fishing just there at the edge of the water and the edge of the ocean. And then as we walked out onto the pier, we noticed more and more people as we went further out. And it was almost as if the people were drawn to the light, drawn to that pier, like they knew they would be more successful. And so we went, and as we walked, I would look down, and you couldn't really see very many fish or anything except around the light. And then we went and got to the end of the pier, and there were places to sit down, and I sat down, and as I sat down, I could see along the edge of where the light shone into the water, and there were even more fish there. And I was thinking about this and just pondering and thanking the Lord for our time as the breeze blew across my face and the warm air, and it was a little salty, and just thought about how God does that for us. That he puts his light in us and around us so that we can be more fruitful as we're fishers of men or even fishers in our business for new clients. And as I sat there, I saw a couple of other fish that I thought were really strange, and they looked almost like a gar because they had that long, skinny nose, and they were kind of tubular. And as little minnows would come out, they literally just chomped them. And I thought, well, that's not possible because I thought gar were only in freshwater. So instantly, thank goodness for Google and smartphones, I pulled out my smartphone, and sure enough, it said that gars were freshwater fish. And I thought, what in the world are they doing here in Texas? Because we don't have a lot of water or lakes or rivers that really empty into the ocean, and I couldn't figure it out. And as I continued to search, I saw, yes, that there were some that had actually mutated into the Texas Gulf, and they were there. And I thought, how fascinating is that? And as I looked, I noticed more than just fish. I noticed that the jellyfish were also swimming around in the light. And then as I looked up and we started to walk back as it was getting into the late, late night and the wee hours of the morning, I noticed that there were other lights around the hotels. And I noticed that the bugs were kind of drawn towards the light. And I thought, you know, it's funny because creepy crawlies, unusual things that even get mutated and morphed in, and beautiful fish, we're all drawn to the light. Now, the next night, it was pretty interesting because we went out to the pier again, and at the edge of the light, way out into the water, there was the biggest, and I can't even tell you how huge it was. It was the biggest pelican I've ever seen. It was a white pelican, and he would just swim ever so gracefully at the edge of the light, and he would swoop out great big fish. We were struggling at the pier to grab all the fish and try to even get anything on the hook. But it was almost as if he knew that if he would just be patient and hang out at the edge of the light, he would have more than enough. I wondered what it would have been like if we wouldn't have had the light. The darkness would have overtaken us. We probably would have stumbled and fell because the pier was so uneven. And I got to think about our lives and our businesses. And the verse that kept coming over and over in my life that night was, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That was a song that I used to sing when I was in Sunday school, and it just kept going over and over in my mind as I was enjoying the salty air and watching those that were fishing. And I'll be honest with you, we didn't really catch much, and I felt like we were more like feeding the ocean floor with our bait and with our lures even. But I thought how true that is as I would sing the song in my mind, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I was so thankful that I was walking in the light, that I was drawn to the light, but that not only that, but God was inside of me, and his light was inside of my heart, and I hope that it radiates from me. And as I was thinking, I thought, you know what, it's really our choice, though, because I'm sure if I would have looked underneath the ocean floor or underneath the top of the water and looked along the ocean floor, and I looked at all that was down there, that there were fish that were choosing not to come into the light, and there were other creatures down there that were choosing something else. And I thought how important it is that we choose God's light. But it's also our charge. You know, it tells us in 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation. And I got to think about this. I've got to make sure, because I'm just so excited about this. I've got to share this on my Bible study this week, because I want you to know that you are chosen. You are a chosen generation. You were chosen as a royal priesthood. Before we started the call, I was talking about how we're God's favorite. And then we even started the call today. We're a royal priesthood. He's fathered us in. He's adopted us, and he chose us to be royalty. We're a holy nation. It also goes on to tell us that we're a peculiar people. So even if you're a little unusual, just know it's all right. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So he's given you this call. He's chosen you. And it's not just into light. a little haze at the edge of the darkness. No, he's called you into a marvelous light. Psalm 119:105 tells us that your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So if you're uncertain which direction to go, pull out the word. I just love it because it does light our path. Matthew 4:16 tells us that the people which sat in darkness saw great light. Praise God that when I was sitting in darkness, even as a child, God called me into a great light. And it says, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. I don't know if you feel like, you know what, I've messed up a lot. Or, you know what, this weekend was a bad weekend. I sinned. And maybe I chose to do that. Or maybe you're sitting in your business and you're thinking, man, it needs a revival. It's dead. I need some life breathed into this. I need something to spring up in my business. Be encouraged. Matthew 5:14 says, you're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Did you realize that God, he chose you, even if you are peculiar, like we heard about earlier, but he has called you to be the light of the world, that he wants you to be like a city on a hill. You know, as we sat at the end of the pier, we saw lights, and I know they were far, far away. We actually could see all the way into the next town. And then there were lights that were out on oil rigs and oil ships, and they were so, so far away. And I thought, you know what? Bet that their lights aren't these humongous, humongous lights, but they're still being able to be seen. When you're in total darkness, a tiny, tiny light can be seen, and it can show us the way. We used to live in Michigan on the coast, and we had lighthouse after lighthouse, and I used to love and go to the beach and explore the lighthouses. And I loved to hear the stories, and we'd go into the towns and hear the stories of how many ships were spared and how many lives were spared because of that lighthouse. That's who you are. You're like a light, a city on the hill that people can look to and see. And you might be the only Jesus. You might be the only hope. You might be the only encouragement. You might be the only possibility thinker they've ever met or maybe even ever met today, that can show them the way. It tells us in John 8:12 that then Jesus spoke again to them, saying, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 12:35 says, then Jesus said to them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walks in darkness doesn't know where he's going. He was talking to his disciples and saying, you know what, I'm with you right now. So you better hang out with me because you don't know how long you're going to have me. It made me think about some of our clients, and we don't know how long we'll have some of our clients and how important it is to take care of them, to show them the light, to share that light that Jesus gave us, and make sure that we stay close to him at all times. You know, Ephesians 5:14 says why he said, awake, you that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Again, it made me thought about our businesses, how sometimes we aren't good stewards of our businesses or circumstances happen, but they can always be refreshed and revived, and they can come to life. I love Isaiah 58:10 because it tells us if you spend yourself in behalf of the hungry and you satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like a noonday. Wouldn't you love that? I mean, I love it when I'm in the dark and then we've got a great big light. And it reminded me of when I've been on construction sites in the middle of the night. I always thought it was so strange. How could people work in on the highways and work on the roadways in the middle of the night? And then my dad, he was a semi-driver, and he took me on one of his runs one time, and what he did is all night long he brought asphalt and he brought in gravel and supplies for the construction workers on the highways. And when you were underneath those lights, it was light as day. You had no idea that there was darkness just on the other side. It was so bright that you didn't even realize you were working through the entire night. You didn't really get very tired or anything. And I thought about us as we build our businesses and we build our lives to serve God, how sometimes we can be in such bright light, we don't even realize there's so much darkness just around us, but that it'll be bright as the noonday. I want to read Isaiah 58:10 just one more time. It says, "And if you spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry," who's hungry for what you have that you can feed them with? Is it your product? Is it your service? I can guarantee there's people that are just hungry to be around positive people, around people that will give them hope. But you might have the most incredible product, and they're hungry. They're waiting for it. I can remember when I worked as a regional sales manager for one of the largest cosmetic companies in the whole world. And one of the things that I heard over and over again from guests that would come and consultants that would bring guests or that had been even with the company for a very long time, and they said, you know, this product changed my life. I didn't even realize that I was very hungry, but I knew that I, up for a business, but I knew that I was hungry because I had acne or I had issues with my skin. I had rosacea. It hurt. My face hurt all the time. And I was insecure. And then I had someone share with me, and it changed my life. It built my confidence, and it helped me become so hungry to do the same for others, to help others transform their lives, their skin, their self-esteem, their confidence. And they grew on to touch hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands of lives. I don't know what your company is or what your business is, but I can guarantee not only do you have to be hungry, like you got to be hungry is what my mentor Les Brown says. You got to want your business. You got to want to make a difference. You got to want to build that. You've got to get your hustle story out there, and you've got to really do what you can to build it. But there are others that are hungry for the service, for the product, for what you have to offer them. It also goes on to say, and satisfy the needs of the oppressed. Man, you've got something so great in your hand with your business. Go share it with others. Create a team. Share it with other people because you know what? You're the light of the world. God put you to be a minister in the marketplace. It's up to you. And then it tells us, and this is the promise, it says, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. Have you ever had one candle and then you shared it with another? Did your candle go out? No. But when you share it with someone else, it increases the light. And when they do the same and it goes on and on and on, pretty soon it becomes full of light. And how encouraging is that? You know, the Lord is our light, and we need to make sure that we're lifting him up and letting him shine in and through us. You know, have you ever been to a birthday party where they put those candles on them where they can't blow out and they keep relighting on their own? That's what I want you to be like. Even if you have to go to the store, go to a party store, go to the grocery store and where they have the cakes and buy yourself a set of those candles, this is a little reminder because it tells us in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. You know, it tells us in the Word that we should let our light shine so that God's good works is going to be able to give him more praise and more glory. I don't know if you remember that song also from Sunday school, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine. I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Are you going to let your light shine? You know, think about this. Even if we light that candle and we try to blow it out ourselves, whether it's us or Satan, don't let your light get blown out. Let your light shine for the Lord. There's no way that Satan can blow your light out because the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Jesus is our light. Lift him up high because Jesus said if he would be lifted up, that he would draw all men to him. I'm so excited that Jesus called us to be his light and to keep carrying that on, and that his disciples were faithful and they drew near to him for the time that they were with him. and that we can do the same. We can take our light, we can be fishers of men, and we can make this be the most incredible, incredible week ever, because we were drawn to the light. We can help others be drawn to the light. I hope that you're encouraged this week. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everybody just in case anybody had a prayer request or a praise report that they wanted to share before we go to the Lord in prayer. Does anybody have a prayer request or a praise report today? Hello?
Becky, can you hear me? This
is
Connie.
Yes, I can.
Hi. I just had a weekend with my husband. We went up north. And you know what? I was surprised to hear that you're from Michigan. I'm from Holland, Michigan.
Oh, wonderful.
And
yeah.
We eventually moved to Minnesota. Anyway, we had this up north weekend, the typical beauty everywhere and
yes.
rivers and lakes and everything. And I saw a lot of one of the hikes, these trees were growing over rocks, like their roots were on top of this rock. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, hon, this tree is growing anyway.
Wow.
In spite of everything. And then I saw a whole bunch of them. It's like the trees know, like, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to find a way. And all these plants were growing out of rocks.
Wow.
So I posted that on Facebook. And just like you say, you never know who you're going to affect with it. So I posted it on there. And this girl that I used to, this young lady, she's not a young lady, but I used to babysit her. And she said, thank you. You don't know how much I needed that today. And I said, oh, my goodness. So I posted back. And I said, don't you know you're more beautiful than this birch tree?
Yeah.
Grow anyway. And she just it doesn't seem very spectacular. But just the fact that she put like on my second reply, I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. That,
it just happened just this morning, and I can really relate to what you're saying. When you go out and you do see analogies, you do see some Bible stories of your own saying, oh, is this what you mean by this little light of mine?
Yes.
So that's kind of cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that story. That's awesome, Connie.
And so maybe that would be like the prayer request. I have no idea what her intentions are or
mm-hmm.
or what's in her heart, but whatever was troubling her, what a cool thing if other people would be praying for her. So
yes.
that's my prayer request.
All right. You've got
Thank
it.
You.
Yes. Anyone else have a prayer request or a praise report before we go to the Lord in prayer? Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and pray this morning. Father God, thank you so much for your beauty and your light. And that, you know what? You tell us that even the rocks would cry out if we wouldn't praise you. And it just reminds me of that story because that Connie just shared, Lord, that even out of the rocks, the most difficult soil or places to grow, that you still allow us to grow. You still allow encouragement, Lord, and we just praise you, and we thank you that the rocks can even produce amazing things, Lord, that as long as our heart is faithful and we want to praise and we want to worship you and give you the glory, that we can have growth of amazing stature and height because you love us so much. Thank you that you're so kind and you're so loving, and Lord, we do want to give you glory and honor for everything that we say or that we do. Lord, we pray and we just thank you that revival is here, that, Lord, we are believing for it and we know it's here because you tell us to speak life into things, Lord, and that life will come, that you've given us that power. So, Lord, for Betty, I just pray for revival, that she will just see that life and that light and that revival come, that she will see the full manifestation, that her heart would be so overflowing and so full. Lord, I pray that you would put a guard before her mouth and all of our mouths, Lord, that we would not speak death into any situation, but we would speak life. that we would embrace your life and your light, and that your word would be a light to our path. I thank you for your kindness and your goodness, Lord. Oh, it's so overwhelming and it's awesome. Lord, I'm just so full. I'm so full with your love, and I'm so thankful that it can just come and overflow. Lord, I thank you that you care for us even in times when maybe our choices weren't the best, or we've hung on too long, or we have situations where people come into our life for a reason, a season, or just for a short period of time, even if we thought they were for to be a lifetime. Lord, I pray that you will just give Kim a sense of peace and love and comfort. Lord, I pray that you would just help him through each and every day through this recent breakup. And Lord, I thank you that you're giving him a wonderful new life. Oh, we praise you and we thank you for that, because it's so awesome to know that you are a God not only of this chance or this first call or this first choice, but that you are a God of second chances and many chances, and your goodness and mercy are never ending, that your grace is so awesome and your kindness is so good. We thank you for that. And Lord, I pray for Connie's friend, that she would find encouragement and you would continue to just spark Connie's thoughts and remembrance to continue to pray for her friend and to reach out and to offer that encouragement to her, but that she would have an overwhelming sense of peace. Lord, I pray that when we feel like we're not enough or we are uncertain of your path that you would have for us, that we know all we have to do is we need to just press in and draw closer to you and read your word and get quiet, because you tell us in your word to be still and to know that you are God. Silence those voices of doubt and fear in our lives, Lord, and in our mind. Lord, help us to walk in courage, because we know that courage isn't the absence of fear, but it's walking in faith through the fear, feeling that fear and moving through that anyway, and knowing that fear is the great immobilizer, so we know it's from the enemy, because you only have goodness and growth for us. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so much, that you are blessing each and every one of our businesses. Lord, I pray a blessing upon each and every person, each and every business. I pray that money and provision comes from the north, south, east, and west, that supernatural ideas come for prospecting and clients and new sources of revenue, that they come now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we promise to be faithful to give you all the glory. Thank you for an amazing week. Thank you that any obstacles can be turned into opportunities this week, Lord. Help us to watch our attitudes and watch the way that we think of things. Lord, keep us from stinking thinking and keep our thoughts pure. We rebuke the enemy in Jesus' name, and we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, have a great week, everybody. I'll see you and hear you next week if I don't connect with you before then. But know that you are loved, and you've got many, many people this morning that are praying with you and for you. Have a phenomenal week. Take care, everybody. Bye now.